We don't want to show you an item that has such a beautiful braille display without being able to show you how to maximize your enjoyment of that braille display. As a result of that, this device comes with a program called Dolphin Easy Reader, and it's available from your desktop. You may remember seeing it earlier in this tutorial. We want to give you a quick tour of how this software works and show you a little of its power. And this is a product that will allow you to download and read Braille books from various sources, some of which are free and some of which are paid. And it really can maximize your use of this beautiful Braille display.
So when Kim says Braille books, she's really talking about books that you download from Gutenberg, which are actually text files, and or your Bookshare books, which are Daisy books, and you can read them using your Braille display. So you're not going to be able to find a BRF file or a Braille file and open it in Dolphin Easy Reader and read it using this device.
Now, another thing to note about this is while almost all of these book depositories available through Dolphin Easy Reader allow you to download Braille books, NLS is here, but you cannot download Braille books via NLS. So we're going to show you how this works. You can download audiobooks, however, you cannot play them via Dolphin Easy Reader. You can read any of your Braille books via the Dolphin Easy Reader application, but you cannot read the audiobooks from NLS. And we'll show you how that differs. So that's an important thing to know if you're in the States. You cannot use this for reading either Braille books from NLS or reading using this program the audiobooks you download via NLS. I don't know how this works for books in other countries.
Right. So for NLS books, you would connect your Victor Reader Stream or your other Daisy player, and then you would use this to download books. When you open this product for the first time, there's a setup process that you'll need to go through. And in one of those processes is an activation process where you'll enter your activation key so that the product is licensed to you, and you will get that information from Inside Vision.
So what we want to do is kind of give you a tour of how the product works. We're going to download a couple books, and we're going to show you how to configure the product the way you want it. So let's do that.
So I'm going to go to the Easy Reader icon on my desktop, and I'm going to press E.
Easy Reader 8 of 15.
And I'm going to press enter to open it.
Dialog version copyright, copyright, Dolphin Easy Reader.
So one thing that you're going to want to remember is that tab and shift tab are your
A
friends
Heart of Blood and
in
Ashes by Vane.
This application. And it brought me into my book list where I can up and down arrow to see what books I have previously downloaded. And I hit control to silence the speech.
So you're going to use tab shift tab in most instances, and we'll show you where that is in fact not the case. So you're in your book list currently, and let's tab around and show you what's here.
My books, edit blank.
So there's a search box, and in this search box you can search your books. So if you have 50 books on here, and you could easily ostensibly do that because most of these, unless you get them from NLS, will be Braille books. So you can download a bunch of books using this. So if you have a big, huge list and want to search for a particular book, you can do that.
Search button.
So there's your search button. I'm going to tab again.
Open button.
There's open, so you can open the currently focused book in your books list, or you can just press enter.
Sort button.
There's sort, so you can sort your books.
In fact, let's look at this.
I'm going to press space.
Press context menu.
Now we're going to see what we have. I'm going to down arrow.
Latest checked out. Title T. Author A. Latest checked out.
So
So
title,
those are your
author,
options.
or latest.
Right. Escape.
Dolphin Easy Reader. Sort button.
Now we're back to the sort button. I'm going to tab.
Switch to tile view button.
You can switch to tile view, which I don't know what that does, so I just leave it the way
Well,
that
you
it
were in
is.
tile view before we started the recording. I don't actually know really what the difference is. I'm sure it looks different, but I don't know in terms of behavior if there's a difference. The other option is list view, which we're currently in.
So I'm going to tab again.
Help button.
There's help.
Dialog. Sidebar list. My books, my books, my books, my books.
So this is where your sidebar is. This is
This is
where
where
all
the
the
magic
action,
happens. Yeah.
right? The action magic or magic action or something like that. So if I down arrow here, I can see other options.
Bookshare, Bookshare. Sell a library. Epub Books.
That's EPUB books.
Project Gutenberg, Project Gutenberg.
There's Project Gutenberg.
NLS Bard, NLS Bard.
NLS Bard. Again, you can't listen to audiobooks from NLS Bard. You can only download them and transfer them to a portable reading device.
Manage libraries.
Now, we'll show you that in a second, because that's kind of how you're going to configure this to your heart's content.
My newspapers.
You can add newspapers, either from Bookshare or from NFB Newsline if you're in the States.
Removable device, D. Removable device.
Other places as well to get your newspapers from internationally. Then there's removable device. So if you had a device hooked up that you then wanted to transfer to, like your stream or something for Bard Books.
Right. And what it did is it said removable device D, so it thinks my micro SD card that is inserted in the inside one is a removable device, and technically it is because it's an SD card.
Settings.
There's settings.
About.
There's about.
Sidebar list. About.
And that's the end of your sidebar.
So let's tab again from here.
My books list A Heart of Blood and Ashes by Vane. Mila, progress 0%.
And because we did not press enter on anything in our sidebar, the contents did not change. So we're actually in my books list. If we were to have pressed enter on settings, for example, and then tabbed off of settings, then we would be in settings, not in my book list.
So what else is in your book list? There's a book. Actually, let's read the information about that book again.
Books list A Heart of Blood and Ashes by Vane. Mila, progress 0%. Duration. Format Daisy Audio. Library NLS Bard. Press enter to copy to device. Press shift plus F10 for more options.
So, this one's the different one, because this came from Bard. It says, press enter to copy to device. But you've got something else in your book, and I think, Chris, because I know what your book is, you could press the letter A to get to it.
A. A Journey to the Center of the Earth by Jules Verne. Progress 0%. Duration. Format EPUB. Library EPUB Books. Press enter to open. Press shift plus F10 for more options. A Journey to the Center of the Earth.
So this is an EPUB book, and this is free. This is available to you to download. This will actually read beautifully using your Inside One. So let's just take a quick browse of this book.
I'm going to press enter to open it.
Dialogue loading book. Please wait. Loading book. Please wait. Dialogue. A Journey to the Center of the Earth. Dolphin Easy Reader. Dialogue. EPUB Books Information. A Journey to the Center of the Earth. Strictly not for commercial use. This EPUB ebook is released under a Creative Commons.
And I just hit control to silence the speech so we didn't have to hear the entire thing. But I can read this book in Braille.
And remember, to pan, you use the bottom slider.
And you swipe to the left or swipe to the right, depending on where you would like to pan.
This EPUB ebook is released under a Creative Commons by NCND/3.0 license.
And I'm just panning through, and it says here on my Braille display, license, period.
But wait, there's more. If you tab from here.
http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-ncnd/3.0/link.
There's more stuff you should be able to do in this book.
Dialogue. 0% slider 0.
So the first time Chris tabbed was that URL for the license. But then here's a slider. You can move to a particular percentage of your book.
0% 0. 0. 1, 2, 1, 2.
If you want to go through the book a little bit faster, you would use your arrow keys to go through a percentage at a time.
So if you don't arrow once, it gives you 1%?
It's a couple arrows. It's going to depend on the size of the book. And if you want to go faster, you'll have to do page up or page down.
Okay, so let's tab from here and see what other options we have.
Back to bookshelf button.
There's your bookshelf. You can go back to your bookshelf.
Show navigation bar button.
Now that's cool. That's your navigation bar.
Pressed. Space. Hide navigation bar.
So that's a toggle. Right. Let's see what we have. I'm sure it's there now.
Edit blank. Search button. Skip back button. Play button.
Ooh, there's a play button.
Absolutely.
Let's see if it plays.
Pressed.
But
space.
As I was hungry,
pause.
I sallied forth to the dining room, where I took up my usual quarters.
Pressed. Space. Play.
And I just pressed space on the play button and then again on the pause button. So now it is stopped.
So it will read your book to you in audio if you don't want to read using the Braille. If you tab from here.
Skip forward button. Text settings button. Audio settings button. Help button. Dialogue. Tree view. Level 1. My uncle makes a great discovery. 1 of 1.
And there's a tree view where you can navigate even further through the book.
Yeah, because we don't know what that navigation skip back and skip forward is actually doing yet. I think it's going level by level. Is there only one level in this book, in this tree?
Let's see.
Level 0, chapter 2, expanded for a 47.
Ah, there's
level 1, the mysterious parchment, 1 of 1. Level 0, chapter 3, expanded 5 of 47.
So there you go. You got quite a nice markup in this book that you can navigate through. And I was just down arrowing.
EPUBs are really nice for their markup. Generally speaking, if you have a chance to read an EPUB, it's very nice. Let's keep tabbing around.
Tab control. Heading tab selected.
Now, here's where you can pick kind of how you want to navigate. So right now it's by heading.
Bookmarks tab selected.
Just right arrow. There's bookmarks.
Search tab selected.
And there's a search tab. And that's it. So we're going to go back to headings.
Bookmarks tab selected. Heading tab selected.
And now we're going to tab.
Dialogue pane.
I don't know where we are. We're going to tab again.
Dialogue. 2% slider 2.
Oh, you were back in the body of your book.
Okay, yep.
Dialogue.
Shift tab, and there we are.
Very cool. So let's go back to the bookshelf. This just gives you a really quick idea as to how you can do this.
I think I can just press escape. Let's see if we can do that. We
A Journey to the Center of the Earth by...
Oh, we can. Okay, there we are.
Just took
Sometimes
a moment.
It takes a couple seconds, yeah.
So let's journey back to the sidebar really quick and download a couple books.
Dialogue. Sidebar list my books.
So let's press P for Project Gutenberg.
P. Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg.
Because this is another free source of books.
And I'm going to press enter.
English. English. List. English. English. List. English.
So here's languages.
Then I'm going to tab.
Browse categories. Project Gutenberg. Edit blank.
There's a search.
Search button.
And there's your search button. Let's go back to where it said English.
Browse categories. List English.
And we're going to down arrow.
Swedish. Swedish. French. French.
So that is your language. Then I'm going to tab.
Browse categories. Project Gutenberg. Edit blank. Search button.
So there's our search button. I'm going to tab.
Help button.
Tab again.
Dialogue. Sidebar list. Project Gutenberg.
And we're back to the sidebar with Project Gutenberg selected.
Browse categories. Project Gutenberg. Edit blank.
I want to search for Moby Dick.
M-O-B-Y space D-I-K.
Press enter.
Backpack. Book list list. Backpack. Book list list back.
Now I'm going to down arrow.
Moby Dick, or The Whale by Melville, Herman. Progress 0%. Duration. Format EPUB. Library Project Gutenberg. Press enter to download. Press shift plus F10 for more options. Moby Dick, or The Whale.
Let's do that. Let's hit shift F10 for more information.
Context menu. Download D.
So there's download.
Book information B.
There's book information.
Download D.
And we're back to download. So I'm going to go up to book information.
Book information B.
Press enter.
Book information dialog. Book information edit read-only multi-line title. Moby Dick or The Whale.
So I just hit control to silence speech because we just heard the title. Now we're just going to down arrow.
Author, Melville, Herman. Library, Project Gutenberg. Format, EPUB. Gutenberg ID, 2489. Blank. Blank.
So that's about all we have. We have to, I guess, know what the synopsis is for Moby Dick.
And note that the information that you get when you press Shift F10 will differ depending probably on your book and the service from which you are utilizing it.
Let's tab.
Download button.
And there's a download, and I'm going to tab again.
Close button, Alt plus C.
And there's close. So let's go back to download.
Download button.
Press enter.
Dolphin Easy Reader. Book list list Moby Dick, or The Whale by Melville, Herman. Progress 0%. Duration. Format EPUB. Library Project Gutenberg. Press enter to open. Press shift plus F10 for more options. Moby Dick, or...
If you aren't familiar with Moby Dick, it's a long book.
It's a book about a whale.
It's a book about a whale. Yes, it is that. And it downloaded very quickly.
It did. So
remember, this is Braille, too.
So let's see what happens if I press Shift F10 to see what I can do with this book.
Context menu. Open O.
There's open.
Copy to device C.
We can copy it to a device. Again, removable media, just like we could with NLS Bard books.
Book information B.
There's book information.
Delete D.
And there's delete. So if I decided I didn't want this book anymore, I can just press enter here.
Yes button, Alt plus Y.
And it says, are you really sure?
Exactly. So
don't delete it right now, though.
Dolphin Easy Reader.
Your book has
been deleted. Dialogue, your book has been deleted. Okay button, Alt plus O.
So it told us our book has been deleted. So I'm going to press enter again.
Dolphin Easy Reader.
That's what happens to the center of when you get to delete happy. You delete before you're wanted to be deleted. So we've got our Journey to the Center of the Earth, which is from EPUB, and we have our other book from NLS Bard.
We do. And in fact, let's go to Bard really quickly. will show you how this process compares. It's very similar. We'd go to Bookshare, but I don't think Chris is logged in there. So with your accounts like Bookshare, Bard, etc., you do have to log in first with your credentials.
I'm going to shift tab.
My log. Sidebar list my books.
You can press N for NLS.
N. NLS Bard, NLS Bard.
Press enter.
Dialog logging in. Dolphin Easy Reader. My wish list, my wish list.
So you could download something off your wish list. This is a group of categories here.
So I'm going to down arrow.
Recently added books and magazine. Recently added books and magazine. Most popular book. Most popular book. Browse by author's last name. Browse by author's last name. Browse by book title. Browse by book title. Browse by subject. Browse by subject. List. Browse by subject. Browse by subject.
And that's it. So I'm going to go to most popular because I'm curious.
Browse by book title. Browse. Browse by author's last name. Browse by most popular book. Most popular book.
Press enter.
Book list. List back.
Now I'm going to down arrow.
Back, back.
And that's saying back. B-A-C-K.
Right.
Thick as Thieves by Brown, Sandra. Progress 0%. Duration. Format Daisy Audio. Library NLS Bard. Press enter to download. Press shift plus F10 for more options. Thick as Thieves by Brown, Sandra.
Now they're all going to tell you that. The library, the format, and press enter to download. They don't tell you duration, just so you know. None of the audiobooks do.
Right. So I'm going to down arrow.
Jingle All the Way by McComber, Debbie. Progress 0%. Duration. Format Daisy Audio.
Down arrow again.
Half Moon Bay by Kellerman, Jonathan. Kellerman, Jesse. Hushed by Patterson, James. Fox, Candace.
Uh-oh.
Progress 0%. Duration. Format
Patterson
Daisy Audio.
I'm going to press enter to download. I don't care what it is. So you get no progress updates or anything like that, but you can down arrow and up arrow and you should be able to see status. Let's try this.
Book list list. Hushed by Patterson, James, Fox, Candace downloaded 99%, progress 0%, duration, format Daisy Audio, library NLS Bard. Press enter to abort download Hushed by Patterson, James.
So it's nice to know, and I just pressed control to silence the speech and it tried to tell me that the book is downloaded because it was at 99% and it would have been like 2 seconds later and it would have been downloaded.
So now if you return to your book list.
If I go back to my book, so I'm going to shift tab.
Dialogue, sidebar list NLS Bard.
Hit M.
M. Manage libraries, manage libraries.
M again.
M. My newspapers, my newspapers. M. My books, my books.
There it is.
And press enter.
Hushed by Patterson, James, Fox, Candace. Progress 0%. Duration. Format Daisy.
And there it is.
And notice now it's first. So the book that you download last shows up on top of your list.
Right.
We noticed the whale isn't here because Chris deleted him.
Yes, he did. Because it's too long of a book. I don't want to read it again.
A lot of people feel that way, I believe. So before we go and leave this particular application, let's show you a couple configuration things. So let's shift tab to go back into the sidebar.
Dialogue. Sidebar list my books.
And we're going to do two things in here. First, we're going to look at manage libraries. So what if you're thinking, well, what other libraries are available? Or what if I don't want a library? What if I don't use a library? Well, you can manage all that. So let's hit M for manage libraries.
M. Manage libraries, manage library.
Press enter.
Dialogue. Libraries. List. EPUB books not selected. Project Gutenberg not selected. NLS Bard not selected. Libraries. List. Bookshare. Bookshare.
So it was reading wrong. It was saying not selected, not selected. But I'm in a list, and I can add libraries to my libraries. So let's say I could care less about Bookshare. I should be able to remove it. So I'm on Bookshare. If I tab to remove, I can actually remove Bookshare from my list. Now I'm going to tab.
Add button. Remove button.
And hit space.
Pressed. Space. Libraries. List. Sell a library.
Now there's Sela, and Sela's here by default, but we can't access it here in the States. And this is a Canadian library.
So I don't want it.
Add button. Remove button. Pressed. Space. Libraries. List. EPUB books.
So let's see what else we have here. We have EPUB books.
Right.
Project Gutenberg. NLS Bard.
And that's it. Let's say I majorly screwed up, and I really want Bookshare back. So I'm going to tab to add.
Add button.
Press space.
Pressed. Space. Add a library dialog. Add a library list. Passenblessen. Bogan. Requires login. Passenblessen. Bogan. Requires login.
So here are all your libraries that you can add.
Yes. And it tells you that it requires a login. So it requires an account for you. If that's an option, if you have access to that library and you have an account with that library, it just tells you that it requires a login.
So for instance, wait a second. If you hit V.
V. Vision Australia requires login.
There's an example.
Right. So I'm going to hit B.
B. Bookshare Ireland requires login.
That's not mine.
That's not yours.
B. Bookshare requires login.
That's yours.
That's mine. So if I press tab.
Add button.
I find the add button. I can press enter.
Dolphin Easy Reader. Dialogue. Add button. Libraries. List. Bookshare.
And it's back.
And it's back. So I totally didn't lose my Bookshare.
So that's how you add and remove libraries of interest. Now, you may have heard me mention NFB Newsline earlier as a source for newspapers. And you do that separately. That's not from within here where you add that information. You have to go to newspapers to do that.
Dialogue. Sidebar list. Manage libraries. Manage libraries. My newspapers. My newspapers.
My newspapers.
That's where this is. It's in your sidebar and you do it from in here. You can add periodicals from Bookshare. You can add from NFB Newsline. And I believe there are other options as well in there. Let's do one more thing from here in Easy Reader. Let's press S and show you the settings available.
S. Settings.
There's settings. I'm going to press enter and then I'm going to tab.
Dialog download books 2. C. Users incident vision documents Dolphin Easy Reader language. US English. Download books 2. Edit read only C. Users incident vision.
So when you download books, that's where they're going to go, in that folder. And it gives you the entire path to where those books belong. And for all intents and purposes, they end up in your documents folder within a subfolder. So I'm going to tab.
Browse button.
If you don't like where they go, maybe you want to put them on your external micro SD card. You can do that instead. So they don't have to live on your device itself. You can move them to your SD card.
Add books from folders. List. Unknown. Unknown.
So you can add books from folders. Let's say you download a lot of books from your downloads folder, for example. For whatever reason, outside of Easy Reader, you can add books from those specific folders.
Yeah, let's say you browse Bookshare a lot just on the website through Chrome or Edge or whatever browser you use. If you download them, they're not going to end up in this Easy Reader folder, so you can move them in here.
Right. Now I'm going to tab.
Add button.
There's your add button. So that's how you browse to the folder that you want to add books from.
Language. Edit read only as English.
So it's fairly simple and straightforward. So here's English. This is the current language.
So I'm going to tab.
Change language button.
I could change the language.
Automatically check for updates online checkbox checked.
You can do that or let it do that.
Check now button.
There's a check now button. So if we wanted to check for updates, we could press that button and hopefully it would go and check for updates.
Participate in product improvement program checkbox not checked. Privacy policy button.
There's Dolphin's privacy policy.
Property page settings. Help button.
There's a help button.
Dialogue. Sidebar list settings.
And we're back to the sidebar.
It's also worth noting that Easy Reader does have a menu bar with several options in it. And basically what these allow you to do is not have to visit the sidebar regularly. You can do a lot of the same things from the menu that you can do from the sidebar. So you can explore that on your own, but it does give you a way to quit the program, to import items into the program, and much more. So this is a really cool program, and I particularly like it if you want to maximize your use of this lovely Braille display that you have on the inside one. You can read any books you like, or if your Braille isn't the greatest, you could let Easy Reader read books to you. Or you can go to a Bard book, if you've downloaded it, and copy it off to another device and have it read it to you. And of course, as with any other program, you would close this with Alt+F4.
So I'm going to do that.
Form T-Bar. Desktop list. Easy Reader 8 of 15.